Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence is seeking comments on a new project focused on protecting privacy and security when reusing credentials online. The center is partnering with NSTIC, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, National Program Office. Both groups fall under NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. The project will examine how commercially available privacy-enhancing technologies may be integrated into identity broker solutions.
This project is about identity brokers in the federated identity space.
Naomi Lefkowitz is Senior Privacy Policy Advisor for the Information Technology Laboratory at NIST.
In some cases, we really need to know who someone is in a transaction, and that's still hard to do online. And we also use a lot of passwords, which people really don't like, and they're not very secure. So it's a real problem for cybersecurity. So what we want are better digital credentials that don't have to rely on our using lots of different passwords at sites. However, while we're building stronger credentials, we want to make sure that they don't impinge on people's privacy. So particularly, we want to make sure that we don't increase the chances or the potential for more tracking, more profiling of people online. So we have these two goals that are cybersecurity online, and we also don't want to impact people's privacy. That's really what this project is about. It's about taking a particular aspect of how we can improve identity federation online with what we have is a broker who sort of sits in the middle between somebody who provides a digital credential to a user and the service provider where the user is going to use that credential to log in. You know, it's been a difficult problem. So that process is actually what we call federation of identity management. It's been complex to get that to work because it requires that the service provider, by way of example, you could name say an online retailer, right, where you want to log in. Normally what they do right now, right, is they issue your own username and password. But if they wanted to use a digital credential provider, they're going to have a relationship with every single credential provider out there. And that can get complex. So the idea that's been underway is to have a solution, sort of what we call an identity broker, who sits in the middle and helps to, sort of like roads almost, like infrastructure, helps to coordinate the passage of those credentials from the credential provider to the service provider.
Lefkowitz says they have concerns that the identity broker sits in the middle and sees all the transactions and information flowing through for a particular user. The goal is to have those transactions flow in an anonymous way that protects the privacy of the individuals.
We're looking at trying to improve the infrastructure around federated identity management, although identity brokers can really help create some of that infrastructure that we really need. They also create potential for greater privacy risks. Simultaneously, there's often been talk about privacy-enhancing technologies, and, you know, if we could just get people to use privacy-enhancing technologies, we could solve some of our privacy problems. And what we've seen is that, you know, at least one barrier that we've seen to privacy-enhancing technologies is that they are often on their own. They're great technology. So in this case, you know, we have great cryptography that can really help protect people's privacy, but it doesn't play nicely with some of the standards that are used more widely for identity management. So this project is about helping to overcome that barrier. What we want to do is take some of the great theory, some of the great cryptographic theory, and say, how could that cryptography play nicely with the standards that are being used for identity management today?
Comments are being taken until December 18th, and there's a web form on the Cybersecurity Center website for submitting comments. Lefkowitz says they'll wait until after the comment period to collect them all and evaluate the results. The information will go into a NIST Cybersecurity Practice Guide next year that will demonstrate the example solution and provide information necessary to replicate it.
Well, at a very basic level, we want to see whether we've identified the problem correctly. We want to see what challenges are in the space and hear about organizations' concerns. And then hopefully we're going to be able to start putting together some solutions and get organizations to come into the center and begin to work on a solution that we can put out in a practical guide. The goal of practice guide is to actually demonstrate how an identity broker could implement standards or protocols using the current widely used protocols for identity management, but that would also provide these privacy characteristics that we're looking for to protect individuals' privacy. We think that we're breaking new ground. It's the first time for the NCCOE seeking a project where we are seeking to achieve both security and privacy outcomes at the same time. So we're very excited to see how people respond and hope to be able to get out a practice guide that helps to overcome some of those barriers for implementing privacy-enhancing technologies.
Thanks to Naomi Lefkowitz, NIST Senior Privacy Policy Advisor. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.